the modern route. The announcement of the discovery of America that arrived to Bayona came along with the creation of a new horizon and a change in the territory. The trade, strengthened with the Iberian Union between year 1580 and year 1640, turned Tui, Bayona and Redondela into important economic centers with Portugal, as well as into strategic connections towards the Atlantic Ocean. These connections facilitated the arrival of new products and also the need of becoming stronger for defending from the English and the Dutch attacks and for the control of the border with the Minho River. 1. Gondomar Pazo Palace. The strategic point of Gondomar in between the important medieval and modern age path that connected the episcopal city of Tui and the royal town of Bayona, which was the main port of southern Galicia at that time, explains the rich tangible and intangible heritage sites of all this area called Valmiñor. Gondomar Pazo, halfway between a feudal building and a military fortification, represents the different historical stages from its construction between the 14th and the 15th century, along all its alterations. 2. Folon and Picon water mills in Rosal. An outstanding natural area hides a total number of 57 water mills between the Folon and the Picon water mills. They were built during the 18th and the 19th century, although references to their existence have already been found in the 17th century. After the implementation and increase of corn plantations in the area, the production of the water mills rises to the point of creating one of the most important ethnographic collections in Europe. 3. Mos Pazo Palace. Located close to the ancient Roman road that joined Bracara Augusta with Tui and Santiago de Compostela, the Mos Pazo belonged to the powerful Sotomayor household. The building was the residence of the Marquises of Mos, title given by the King Charles II to Gabriel Sarmiento of Sotomayor during the 17th century, until it was set on fire and demolished by the French troops at the beginning of the 19th century. 4. San Lorenzo Fort in Goyan, Tomiño. The story of its constitution is linked to the neighbor fort of Goyan, built along other ones through the Baixo Miño area to defend the border with Portugal. The several war situations created one of the most complex defensive systems in the Iberian Peninsula, both because of the number of buildings that were integrated in it, 6 forts in the Galician border and 3 in the Portuguese border, and because of the typological differences. 5. Freza water mills in Fornelos de Montes. The writer Álvaro Cunqueiro defined Galicia as the Thousand Rivers country, each one of them hosting different water mills along the riverside. Water mills constitute key elements of the ethnographic heritage and used to be the scenario of an intense social life where stories, songs, sayings and dances were created. The Freaza water mills are placed in Senda da Fraga do Barragán path, just by Pazos de Borden town, very close to the Monte da Cidade, a historical site that holds many hidden treasures. 6. Dominican Sisters Convent in Bayona. This convent was built in the 16th century as other nobility and religious buildings after the discovery of America that had a great transcendence in Bayona and Southern Galicia. Cloistered nuns from the Dominican order settled at this convent, one of the most emblematic buildings of the historical town of Bayona.